In Parshat Vayelech, we have the very unusual mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah is that once every 7 years, the Jewish people all gather in Yerushalayim, and the leader of the Jewish people reads from the Torah. And on this mitzvah, the Torah says like this, that we should bring everybody. We should bring everybody. And what does it mean? It says that gather the nation, the men, the women, the children, and the babies, in order to hear and to learn and fear God. And they will be careful to fulfill the Torah. And your children that have no knowledge will hear and learn to fear God. So the obvious question is, why bring the babies? Why bring those children that don't have any understanding yet, and they're going to learn from this to fear God? So there are different answers. First simple answer we could say is, well, if we would leave the babies home, then the mothers have to stay, and we want the mothers to come, so obviously then they have to bring the babies. Okay, that's one simple answer. Another answer could be, just by bringing the babies to this unbelievable event, think of it, there's hundreds of thousands, maybe a million people, all gathered together, hearing the Torah being read, it's a most unbelievable event. It'll make an impression on their life. Even they're at such a young age, they can't understand it, but that kind of event will make an impression on them, if they didn't sleep in the baby carriage. Another reason could be, just to do it as a family unit. That hearing the Torah like this, becomes a family event. It's not just the father goes and the father whose son can understand, or the mother and the daughter. No, it has to come as a whole family. We learn Torah, we accept the Torah as a family. The next interpretation could be, or next reason for this, could be just to tell us that when we bring the babies, we should do so regardless of whether they're going to really get something out of it or not. And this is what Rashi says. Because even though when you bring the baby, they might not have any understanding of what they're listening to, you get reward for bringing them. You get reward for teaching them, for trying to teach them. And I think from here there's a very great lesson. A lot of us, we try and teach our children, we send them to schools, and tuition is so much money, it takes away everybody's money, and all our time and effort goes into teaching our children from the little, and sometimes they leave, and sometimes they just don't follow the Torah. We shouldn't feel bad about it. I mean, we obviously feel terrible about it as far as our child is concerned, but it wasn't a waste of time. We shouldn't look at it that we wasted our time and our money, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us reward. Just like Hashem gave reward to those that brought the babies to Hakel, to this enormous event, even though they couldn't understand, so too, if we teach our children and they don't understand, they just never get it, they just never do it, we still get rewarded as well. Shabbat Shalom.